Get Up. That's right. With Cliffo and Gabby. Turn up your radio on Hit 103.1.
Gabs, our phone number is 13 12 16 here at the radio station. Mm. And we encourage people to call, like, any time. You don't just have to call in if we're doing a phone or whatever.
No.
If there's anything on your mind, call us.
Yeah, we'd love to have a chat. Occasionally we can't answer the phone because we're in the middle of something, but just keep calling.
Yeah,
we'll get to you.
It's the two of us here. No fancy setup.
No, unfortunately, no producers answering the phone. So just keep calling and we will eventually be able to answer the phone.
Andrew did just that. We've actually got him on the line right now. Hey, Andrew, what's up?
I want to see if we can start a discussion. Male midwives.
Ah.
Yeah.
See what council feels about male midwives.
Is that a thing? Are there such a thing as male midwives?
There are. There are very, very few of them. Mm. And I love the idea of pregnancy. I think it's one of the most beautiful things in life. Mm. And I'd love to be a midwife, but one of those things where you don't know if someone will, like, be accepted or not. Mm. They do have them, they're just very few.
I would 100% be okay with a male midwife.
And most obstetricians in Townsville, and it was certainly the case when my daughter was born, are male.
Yeah.
So, and our obstetrician, he's since moved to Brisbane, was amazing, Sam Catalano.
Yeah.
There were no male midwives from memory. But, I mean, if a woman doesn't have an issue with a male obstetrician, I can't see why they would have an issue with a male midwife.
No.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Hey, look, 13, 12, 16, should we throw it out there?
Let's do it.
Townsville, and women, I guess, but hey, men, I mean, you're a man who's raised the issue as well too, so I guess anyone who's been in the situation before.
How do we feel about male midwives?
Would you mind having a male midwife oversee your pregnancy, the birth of your child? 13, 12, 16, are there any issues with this? Because, I
haven't had a child, but I think I would be 100% fine with that.
Are you going to go for it, man?
Want to look into it for sure.
But I think you should do it.
I'm a carpenter by trade, so it's a big difference.
Yeah.
I'd definitely be interested in looking into it if I could.
Quite a career change, but I think, follow your passion.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, 13, 12, 16, Townsville. Do you take issue with male midwives or the thought of male midwives, or is it just a mountain out of a molehill and it's just a non-issue? 13, 12, 16, call us. It's Cliffo and Gabby. Nikki's here. Mate, do you have an issue with the thought of a male midwife or all good?
Yeah, definitely. I had one with my last pregnancy he was fantastic.
Because they're trained the same way. They go to the same, universities and go through the same education. Mm. So it makes sense.
I think they have a little bit more empathy too. Your female midwives, don't get me wrong, they're great. But a lot of them don't have kids themselves. They're young and they're like, they're just, I don't know.
I agree with that. When my daughter was born.
The male I had he was lovely. He sat with me the whole time through my C-section. He was there when I woke up. He was just amazing.
I agree. I've seen midwives, like female ones, act a bit harsh towards, I don't know if they do that because they feel like it's a woman talking to a woman.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's not
get it.
I'm not saying all female midwives like that, because there are some fabulous ones out there, but I guess it would just depend on the personality type of the particular midwife you've got.
And of course, we're not tarnishing them all with the same brush, but just when she said that, completely related to what you're saying there. Thanks for the call. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
That's Steve.
Steve, male midwife. Yay or nay?
No.
Why not?
Oh, no. I don't mind. I was just going to say that when my boys were born, we actually had a male student come in and watch the birth.
Yeah.
On two of our boys, and it's all professional. What's the matter?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, right. So
you're
cool
totally
with
fine
it.
With it.
Oh, yeah, sweet.
Yeah. My wife's fine. She doesn't mind.
Yeah.
They're all there to do the job.
And when you're in the middle of labour, you know what? I don't think you care who's down there helping, as long as someone is helping.
So true. We'll take one more. He did worry us there at the start, though.
I was like, why?
What's the problem? I think we've got a clean sweep here, but 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Shana.
Hey, Shana, do you agree with the previous callers? Male midwives, all good?
Yeah, honestly, I had a male midwife when my son was born.
Yeah.
And I think he was a lot better emotionally for me in the room than some of the female midwives I had. he was so much nicer.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be a common theme, and I, you know.
Do you reckon, though, because there are fewer male midwives at the moment, they do have to try harder to, you know, be accepted in that kind of department? Do you think that would be one of the reasons?
I think probably, unfortunately, that would probably be the way that it has to work, because our society sometimes can be a little bit messed up in that department.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I think maybe they do have to try a bit harder to be accepted.
Yeah. All right, hey, thank you for that, and thank you to Andrew who raised the original.
Yeah,
I think there's
really
there's
interesting your, conversation.
And you know what? There's your answer, brother. Follow your dreams. Put down the hammer.
Yep.
Andrew the carpenter, and pick up the babies.
Stethoscope.
Babies. Yeah. Head
up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
The Intersport Townsville Tri-Fest and Townsville's Tri-Hards. Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Here we go. Here we go. The Women's Tri is happening on Sunday. That's the one that I'm participating in for Townsville Tri-Fest. And I am ill-prepared, to say the least. Not only do I not have a bike, an outfit, goggles or a helmet, but I've only just literally started training yesterday.
Or skills as well.
Skills. You're right, skills. That's the other one that I'm missing. I forgot about that one.
So you put your hand up yesterday, and it was brave of you. You said, look, I am just a deer in the headlights here, and I need help. So we put out the call for coaches. Yeah. We want a swimming coach, a cycling coach, and a running coach, the three disciplines of the triathlon.
Exactly. I feel like I just want an expert in each of the disciplines to give me some hints and tips and give me one training session, and then I will be good to go for Sunday's event, hopefully. At least I'll get through it. I don't care if I win. I just want to get through it.
It looks like we may have locked in a running coach. Who has, and if she confirms this is yes, she'll do it, she's been running for longer than you have been alive.
Oh, wow. So she
so
knows
a lot of experience.
Stuff.
But there's all, we're still like open casting call for all disciplines at the moment. Luann is on the phone right now. Which discipline, either the swimming, the cycling, or the running, which discipline are you an expert in, mate?
No, I'm not an expert myself, but my 13-year-old daughter would love to give Gabby some advice. She's doing the sprint distance this year.
Okay. Sprint distance, as in running?
No. So she's doing the sprint distance triathlon.
Oh, the whole triathlon.
Yeah. She's quite an expert herself. She's represented her school at NQ School. She's been doing triathlon for a few years now. And, she'd love to give Gabby some advice. Her name's Jade.
Has she told you this, or are you just dubbing her in?
No, I'm not dubbing her in. She was standing next to me at the radio.
Oh, brilliant.
As long as she's aware and you're not just like, get her on the radio, get her a bit of publicity for a triathlon.
No. She was jumping up and down next to me. I want to speak
cute.
To Gabby.
Okay. By the sound of that, she could help in, you know, all three of the disciplines. So,
yeah.
Hold on there. We're getting other calls coming through, but we'll grab some more details in a sec. But David's called through. You're next, man. What's your idea to get Gab's triathlon ready?
Give Uncle Clive a ring and ask him to just pay for a body double. He's throwing money around left, right and centre.
You know what? I don't hate that idea.
Get up. With Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
The Block scandal is rocking Jess and Norm's life at the moment. They are the Queensland competitors in the current Block doing over the Gatwick Hotel in Melbourne. But they have been misusing Nine funds because all the contestants get a credit card to use for all of their renovation materials. That credit card has been used to buy chicken, petrol.
Charcoal chicken. I didn't even know that was still a thing.
And fish hooks. So Suncorp, who is the bank with the credit card, contacted Barbara from Suncorp, obviously contacted Channel 9 and were like, guys, this is not good.
This is not happening. It is a misappropriation of funds. And you know what? It's all going to be on the TV, we think, later on this week. It'll all come out. But we've actually got Jess on the phone a bit earlier because I started radio with Jess, so I know Jess quite well.
Yeah, she used to live here in Townsville.
Yeah, Jess. Mate, Chicken Gate, good morning. Tell us what's happening.
Hi.
Jess, you and Norm got in a little bit of trouble. What were you doing misusing Channel 9 funds? What happened?
Oh, I don't know. Norm or I don't know how it's happened. I reckon it's Norm. Norm thinks it's me. we've got some stuff to work out. But you know when in a relationship where you know one's lying because it's not you? And so far I'm looking at Norm.
So not only did you buy fish hooks and petrol randomly on the Channel 9 credit card, which was only meant for renovation materials, but you also went and bought a barbecue chicken, you know, all the necessities. So well, why are they complaining?
Well, the thing is that I've got to work out is that I didn't buy the fish hooks, so I'm looking at Norm. I just don't know why.
Why did he
anyway,
need fish
we've
hooks?
We've got to work it out.
Who's got time to fish when you're on the block?
I know, but that's what I'm... It's so confusing, and I'm mortified, absolutely mortified, because we look like Darrow.
You do. But what happened when Scotty Cam put the hard word on you? Did it feel like you're in the principal's office?
Well, the thing is, because that's going to be on the show later on this week, and I'll just let you see it, but it did make me feel really sick.
Jess,
you'll see it all.
We really have to start working on the one percenters. First, there was the plastic bath when we thought it was made out of stone. Now there's the mix-up of the credit cards. What's happening, mate?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to have a hard word to Norm, but I'll take the bath. The bath is on me. Well, but I need to know, I don't know, why is Norm buying fishing hooks? Has he got a new girlfriend that likes fishing? Because he definitely hasn't been fishing with me.
Did you eat the chicken? That is my question.
Well, we ate the chicken.
All right, guilty by association.
No, it was
my gavel's down.
On the upside, we both bloody love the Japanese maple, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That,
oh, good.
How good is it? I said to Gabs this morning, I'm going to buy a Japanese maple. I don't know where I'm going to put it in the house because I don't have high ceilings, but we're getting a Japanese maple.
Bonsai.
Didn't I cop some flack for that one? And then it looked like. I was like, yeah, up yours. Yeah.
You know what you're doing. You just keep doing what you're doing because you're fabulous. Just no more chicken and fish hooks.
Look, I'm going to work out. I'm going to get to the bottom of this week. So I'm on it with Norm. And I'll let you know if he's got a girlfriend that likes to eat chicken, go fishing, and drive around.
Awesome. All right. We are absolutely loving you and Norm on the block. It's back
love
tonight.
You.
Love you, mate. 7:30 on Channel 9. Bye, Jess. Give our love to Norm.
Nah, stuff him.
Get up. That's right. Woo! With Cliffo and Gabby. Turn up your radio on Hit 103.1.
Good couple of weeks for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Off the back of a win against the Broncos, taking on the Sharks this Saturday night. And Kyle Felt and Tamari Martin from the Cowboys are here right now. Morning, boys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it feel to beat Broncos on home turf? As in your home turf, not theirs, obviously.
Yeah. I think any win's a good win this year, but especially against them, it's even
hell
better.
Yeah.
So it's even. It's even better coming into Monday morning, knowing that we have one on Thursday.
Travelling down south for the Sharkies on Saturday. Are we in the mood for seafood tomorrow, Martin?
I hope so.
See, what does shark taste like?
I don't have a clue.
If it swims, he'll eat it.
All right.
No, but looking forward to travelling down south, feeling good, heading into the Sharks, because, I mean, they've been pretty on fire lately. But...
Yeah, they obviously are coming off a good win as well against Melbourne.
Yeah.
So
Sunday.
Yeah, they... Good win as well, so it's going to be a good game. We're pretty confident at the moment. We've got, I guess, last 3 weeks have been pretty good for us. Gone a win and a tight loss against the Roosters and another win, I guess, on Thursday. So we've got a bit of confidence out of the last 3 weeks, so
that's
which is good.
Ah, sweet. All right. Do you want to get into this?
Yeah, I think we should. We're going to have a bit of a Greek party in here, smashing some plates. Not really. We don't actually want to break them. But Cliffo did notice something on Friday night, and it was mentioned on the show yesterday, so we thought we'd test you guys out.
I hosted the Cowboys Night for a Cause on Friday night at the McCure. So that was raising funds for 7 super awesome charities, and it was hosted by 13 Cowboys players who are doing a double diploma in hospitality and business. Now, neither of you guys were doing that course, so you weren't there on Friday night. But are you guys aware that the players who did do it were waiters?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of videos and photos of them. They were carrying around like their drinks and all that stuff and serving people. It was pretty good.
Did you see any of the photos, Tamari, of what they were actually wearing?
Yeah, the white thing with the...
Suspenders for tie.
They looked a bit like... they had the full waiter outfit. Like,
yeah.
It looked like a bit penguins or whatever.
They look schmick.
They look very good. But I did notice that, because there wasn't enough, there was only 13 guys and they needed many more waiters and waitresses. So the McCure had a heap of staff on them. And some of them were just young ladies, like even just high school age girls or whatever. And some of them were carrying like 5-6 plates between them. And then you'd see like Jason Taumalolo rock up with 2 plates.
And let's just like paint the picture. The girls are like a quarter of the size.
Oh, yeah. And then behind him would be a young girl with like 6 plates. then there would be Jake Granville with two plates. So what we thought we would do is test how many plates you guys can actually hold in your hands without dropping them.
All right,
who are we going to start with?
Tamari. Go youngest, youngest oldest.
Jeez, Kyle, just quick as to throw Tamari Martin under the bus there. His palms are sweaty.
There's no mum spaghetti, though.
Right. So if you hold them like that, thumb and forefinger.
All right, that's one.
Then one in there against your palm.
Two. Gabby's even helping.
Uh-oh. Here we've got three. And then we're going to balance one here.
Should he be standing up?
Yeah, I think he should be standing up.
All right, he's out, he's out.
Three's the max.
I'm going to give him 3.5 there.
Three and a half.
What I will say is, though, if there was food on those plates, it would be all over the floor because they certainly weren't held even.
Yeah, the food's not staying on the plate, is it?
No. Okay, so one, two for Kyle.
Two.
Three for
Squeeze
Kyle.
Squeeze it against the bicep.
Squeeze it against the bicep.
There you go.
What bicep? It's Kyle Felt you're dealing with.
You've got another hand. There you go.
But I don't think I'll be able to hold food on this. Look at this.
No. Is it five?
No. No.
Oh, God. And the house of cards comes tumbling down.
I'll just have four, not five.
Bloody hell. The pinky winner.
Four was a good one.
I don't think the sweaty hands helped you out either, Tamari. I think that was a handicap from the word go. Well, lucky they can kick a footy.
Hey, it was better than two.
It was better than two.
You did better than some.
Yeah, totally. All right, so good. It's the third last Cowboys game against the Sharkies on Saturday. Then we're back at home a week after that on the Friday, taking on the Eel. So
last home game.
And JT's last game too in Townsville. So if you want your tickets, cowboys.com.au. For now, Kyle Felt, Samari Martin. Thanks so much, boys.
Thanks for having us.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.